On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. Amen. When I was pregnant, I read a lot of parenting books. And as my mom would tell you, I am still part of too many parenting Facebook groups. As I quickly learned, there are about as many parenting styles as there are parents. And so I read so much conflicting advice. And in the end, I ended up more confused and overwhelmed than full of wisdom. But sifting through it all, there were some gems, some nuggets of wisdom and insight, a lot of common sense strategies, really. But in the thick of it, it helped to be reminded of them. And one Facebook article talked about how trying to get your kids to behave by yelling and punishment, even reasoning with, actually had no positive impact in the long run to get them, for example, to clean up their toys. But on the other hand, praising them profusely and enthusiastically, essentially what Psych 101 would call positive reinforcement, resulted in better behavior long term. While I'm sure there are differing opinions on this approach, and it is by no means the be-all and end-all of parenting, it interestingly mirrors the way that wisdom approaches creation, God, and humankind in the passage we heard this evening. Wisdom, who is personified as female, rejoices and praises God, creation, and humankind. She is enthusiastic and effusive. She specifically states that she delights in humankind. There is nothing in this passage that addresses the challenges, evil, and hurt in the world. This can make this passage difficult to reconcile, especially as we look around us and see so much conflict, sickness, and hurt, much of it caused by human hands. The lines about creation, which pick up the language and imagery from the familiar narrative that begins our Bible, only seem to drive home for me how much we have abandoned our call to earthly stewardship and have destroyed, in many ways, irrevocably, our planet. Yet, perhaps, Lady Wisdom has a strategy here. Perhaps, like the parenting advice, wisdom is focusing on the good, not oblivious to the difficulties, but choosing to emphasize and encourage the delight as a way of inspiring and helping humankind step into the kind of behavior and life that God calls us to live. Focusing on the good is an interesting approach, and one that I have also seen to be incredibly effective in teaching. I think of some of the young students who are struggling to sit still or focus during lessons, who continually got in trouble, whatever that means. I think particularly of a boy named Max. When we stopped focusing on his restlessness and instead, with lots of praise and enthusiasm, put his energy into leadership, into creative work, he rose to the challenge and made huge strides in French. It wasn't perfect all the time, by any means. But as the expression goes, prophecies are self-fulfilling. So why not choose a positive one? Why not remind humankind that God delights in us so that perhaps we can delight a little more in each other? In this passage, we also learn that wisdom is not off in the academies, on the mountaintops, or hidden in the temple. Wisdom stands at the crossroads, beside the gates of the city. Imagine her, beside the arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street, or even on the corner of Bloor Street and Avenue Road. Maybe she's out there. Maybe we passed her. She's in the most prominent position, and from there she cries out at the top of her voice, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. Wisdom is right in the thick of the people, in the middle of their commerce, their shopping, their relationships, and their challenges." She goes to the people and meets them where they are at. Wisdom is not reserved for the rich or the learned. God's wisdom is accessible to everyone, and she will make sure that you hear her. When we think of the messages that are plastered on billboards, ads we see on Facebook, on Twitter, what are we seeing? I don't know about you, but too often I hear criticism and that we are not enough. Instead, we are told we need the latest fashion or a fancy car. Did anybody see the car show out there today? Fancy makeup or a summer beach body, even better parenting strategies. But what wisdom is telling us actually reverses this. We are enough. God loves us and delights in us. We make mistakes, and sometimes they are very bad. But God's kingdom isn't for the perfect or the worthy. As Rachel Held Evans tells us, God's kingdom is for the hungry. God's wisdom is the firstborn of creation, created before the waters were separated and the mountains were shaped, and so has authority because she was with God, beside God, since the beginning, as God's master worker and daily delight. She is calling out to each and every one of us. She is a vehicle of God, and she is inviting us to be in relationship with God and with each other. As the music of our opening song proclaimed, maybe you're tired and broken. Your tongue is twisted with words half spoken and your thoughts unclear. But in the midst of it all, God continually reaches up to fill our empty cup. God wants us to be in relationship. God wants to be in relationship with us. So much. So much, in fact, that God sends prophets like Jeremiah and Amos to call us out on our bad behavior and set us back on the right path. God sends wisdom to guide and encourage us. And of course, God sends his only son, Jesus, to come down to earth to live with us in all of our humanity. And when Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit, which blew in like a mighty wind and empowered the disciples, a motley crew of fishermen and outcasts, to go out into the world teaching and healing, well, maybe that same Holy Spirit ripples the still waters of our lives and empowers us to answer that call. And so, we gather tonight to experience this music here in community, to try to pray, to try and hear what God has to say for our lives. And we gather around a table for bread and to reach out our empty cups to be filled. Let us delight in the sounds, the sights, the tastes. And most of all, let us remember that God delights in us, each and every one of us, and that God's wisdom delights in us so much that she is calling it from the street corner. Amen.